Welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my fabulous braless co-host, Ronnie Entwistle.
You people at home don't realize what tools we need to do ET healing, right, Jackie?
We're coming to you live tonight without bras.
And lipstick. We got lipstick on, though, right?
Oh, no, you have lipstick. I couldn't run and get mine. Okay, tonight's topic, how perfect, blending physicality and spirituality.
Well, that sounds like it was rehearsed, doesn't it? We're spontaneously synchronistic.
Yes, we are. So we're going to talk tonight about the fact that we're here to be both, and yet we reject our physical body and many physical experiences and judge them as being wrong. So the team wants to talk to us about this tonight. I'm always excited to see what they have to say. Plus, they've been really funny today. If I could just have tapped into anything they had to say, I would have been thrilled. But I know there was a lot of laughter during the sessions. Show dedication. And this is really important. And Ronnie, I'm going to have you talk about what your guides have had to say about this. But tonight's dedication is that we really need to send additional light to Washington and the Obama administration in their pursuit to free us from the domination of dark agendas. Now, I don't do dark light and good, bad, you know, but this is something, Ronnie, I'm going to have you talk about what your guides are saying.
Well, it was just channeling the other day, and I was hoping for something a little more self-serving, if you know what I mean. And what they started talking about is the political situation in that we need to remind everyone to send light strongly and consistently to the Obama administration because what they suggested was that Cheney was doing another, I guess they call it an end run or something.
End run is good as versus Enron.
Yeah. and we weren't to worry or anything. We were just to build our lights and don't let it go down at all over the next while because it's really, really important.
Well, you know, this brings up something really, really fascinating, and I want to share this. I had an intention from, this is one of my young people who is just, poof, she's spectacular, and definitely not lost a human lifetime, okay? She's definitely come in very keyed into what she's here to do, and, I mean, she is a dynamo, absolutely a dynamo, and, you know, just one of those incredibly quick studies that just, that's how it works. Okay, boom, runs with it. You know, oh, that, oh, no problem. You know, create with love, boom, I got it, you know. And she's just amazing. Oh, remember, folks, this is what we came here to do, make it easier for them. And
you go, gee, am I in the slow class here? Yeah.
Really, you know, it does make you want to put your hand on your hip and go, that's not fair. But it is what we came to do. And in her intentions, and the team just was ecstatic with her intentions. But in one of them, what she wrote, and because we had had a lot of discussions in the sessions about the Illuminati, and these were questions she was posing in previous sessions as she was in her learning process. And her intent was, it is my intent to send love, compassion, and healing to all beings on this planet, including the Illuminati, or those who do not have our best intentions. And I'm going to read all of her intentions because these are good for everybody to hear, but they're also a wonderful reminder of what these young people are coming in with. To be more compassionate, understanding, and being the energy of love throughout my day. To send love, again, the same one about the Illuminati. To hold my vibration higher and more consistently here on Earth. To be financially abundant and free and that dollars flow easily and effortlessly to me. And she does this, by the way. To integrate my light and dark, male and female energy so that I'm more balanced and whole. To play more, laugh more, and really enjoy my physical experience here on Earth. Again, this tying back into the title of tonight's show. You know, a star being coming in, and you really get the sense with her first physical lifetime on this planet, and or she may have had a couple of others, but her really enjoy my physical experience here on Earth. to heal all past, present, and future lifetimes so that I can make room for the new energies coming through. To be more centered, calm, lucid, with total clarity in my life. To see more clearly how the outside world is only a reflection of our inner world, so I can affect change quickly. And to be a deliberate creator, to exercise more freely this divine right, and to trust myself completely so that this may happen. She goes on with, to connect with all the fragmented parts of myself, my star family, and my friends on the other side of the veil. To have more beautiful and delightful relationships with all people and beings I encounter during my day. To connect with nature, Mother Earth, and the elementals on a deeper level. To choose higher vibrational foods which nourish my body, soul, and spirit. That my work on this planet radiates change and opens the minds and hearts of all beings on this planet. And I have to tell you, the team was so excited when, because the team always reads the people's intentions because they put them on to the tape to kind of set the energy and tone. I have never heard them get that excited about anybody's intentions. But I loved her take on it, which was to include those, which is, I think, what we also need to do, is to send light to Cheney, to those who have less than our highest good in mind.
Yes, we do that always. We do that always, actually.
Right. I mean, but I think it was important to include it here tonight because yes. I really, our agenda here as a team, as all of us, okay, is to, as she says, affect change in a way that's really, and the more that we understand how powerful we really are and how we can do that, and that everything we do does affect change, and own that. And I think sometimes people have a hard time remembering that they are affecting change all the time. You know, going back to her other intention again to tonight's show, to play more, laugh more, and really enjoy my physical experience here on Earth. And this reminds me of the movie Michael with John Travolta. You know, where Archangel Michael was here and just relished every, you know, he smoked, he ate lots of sugar, and, you know, he did everything he should do. And Ronnie, you do this so beautifully.
I do?
Yes, you do. You love to play, and when you don't play, it really bothers you.
Well, that's true.
Okay, you recognize that you need to go play, and you honor that in yourself. Yes. I don't know if you do it as much as you'd like to.
Yeah, I think I'd like to do it more, but I do know that it's true for a lot of us that if we don't play, we get so stuck.
Oh, yes. And, you know, I tend to be the workhorse. So, believe me, I understand this one very, very well. I am recognizing that my whole life I've been a workaholic, and I mean literally since I was a little kid. And unless I have someone around me who loves to play, and my dear friend Rita, who's a Gemini like you, she used to make me go play, and she was so good for me. You know, she would make me nurture myself. She would make me go play. You know, if I was stressed out about something, she would create some silly little thing like painting plates. You know, but again, that's what we all need to do, is something that makes it. When I went to see Dolores Cannon, and Dolores, she was wonderful, and the first words out of her mouth were, one, you need to do this with larger groups, and two, you don't play enough.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, as soon as I walked in the door, her little eyes rolled back in her head, and she gave me this message. And and she went on to talk about the fact that, you know, she does what she does for people and the regressions and so on. And then she goes and plays with her family and cans food or jars or whatever she does and, you know, does things that are very physical, very earthly, and enjoys them, relishes them. And I think it's a wonderful reminder for all of us. And I think the other thing is that we've been working so damn hard, all of us, on healing and struggling with all these energies that are being downloaded every night, by the way. So right between 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning, we're all getting it. But a lot of you wake up at that time, and that's generally when these major downloads come in.
Hmm.
And so So for those of you who are waking up at these odd hours and unable to go to sleep, that's why.
I don't think I've slept very well lately.
No, sleep has been a little elusive for a lot of people lately. That's because they've really accelerated the number of downloads, and we're doing a ton of work on the other side. And I was telling Ronnie last night I was in the dream state, and I'm there with the team deciding what should be done to the physical me. And, you know, we need to adjust this and do that. And I thought, well, shit, I'm bossy on the other side, too.
Just a slight aside is that I interviewed a fellow called David Pond. He's an astrologer for my show on Tuesday. And he was saying that the energy downloads are so terrific that people are running around trying to kind of get themselves to sleep with drugs and so on. But he said the best thing is to not sleep. It's better to be kind of awake and energized because we're absorbing higher frequency energies that are going to be rambunctious for a while till we get a balance in ourselves.
Yeah, I was talking with someone the other night, and they were saying that the energies, he can actually see energies, and you know him, Ted, and he said he could see his energy field and what was going on in it, and he's not able to get to bed until like 2:30 in the morning if he's lucky. And he's out lifting weights for hours. He's built all this muscle because he just is so energized. And you know me, I'm still to bed, you know.
But you're one of the people that's been sleeping extra in this time, because that's also happening. Some are doing this and some are doing that, right?
Well, I've had a kind of an extraordinary experience that I had. By the way, thank you, everyone, for all of your wonderful light and prayers and everything for my little procedure. It went wonderfully, and I just want everybody to know I am so grateful, and to the lady that sent that wonderful quantum, whatever it was, which I sent out with the show announcement.
Yeah, Geraldine from Drum Spirit.
Yes. Thank you so much, dear one, for your wolves. Love you. That was absolutely amazing. However, I got whacked last week, and evidently they decided I wasn't releasing emotional energy fast enough. I got it all in one fell swoop. And as I told Ronnie, I feel like somebody who's been zeroed out. So I had this extreme reaction to something that I was ingesting, and my body just went into about 2 hours of clearing everything out of my sinuses, every sweat gland, every orifice, everything. And it was violent. It wasn't just, you know, I've never heard of anybody dumping everything out of their sinuses, but it literally, it was, just, and it's not very pretty to talk about, but it was the most extreme thing I've ever seen. And I literally lost everything. I mean, my toes were all cramped up in different directions. My legs were all in Charlie horses because I had nothing left in my system. So,
did anybody do a YouTube?
Oh, God, no. Thank God. If I had had crime scene tape, I would have taped off my whole bedroom. So. Oh, my God. No, it was not pretty at all. So I'm, you know, I wouldn't even say that if I'm recuperating. I'll say I'm just barely plugging along, but I'm really neutral about everything.
Maybe you're one of these people that's finally advanced so that you've kind of released the entire subconscious effect.
Oh, yeah, right.
Well, that is a possibility.
I have decided I'm a pawn in the bigger scheme of things.
I think it's the old quantum leader.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've done it for everyone, you guys, so...
Oh, dear.
Oh, God.
But you're feeling better, aren't you?
Yes, I'm coming back slowly but surely. But
all
I'm,
kidding aside. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm coming back slowly but surely. I'm a little on the weak side, but I'm here, everybody. And I'm easy. Boy, you know, it's a good thing you guys all live in different places, because I'd be a soft touch for anybody right now. Also, got another quote from another dear friend, and this was very interesting. And it was a letter, and it said, I've watched many who describe themselves as spiritual struggle so hard for happiness and joy in their lives. Life can be so joyful and lived with much greater ease. It can be like a scuba diver sinking with ease into the deep, or it can be filled with fear and anxiety. I thought that was a wonderful quote, and it really made me sit back and I went, ooh, yeah, right. This has been a long haul for everybody. But what I've seen is that, and we've all done it, I certainly will, and I'll speak for me, but I think a lot of women out there listening have rejected relationships, sexuality, you know, I mean, I don't know what they're doing at home on their own, but I mean, in terms of a lot of women have been celibate, and probably men, I guess, you know.
What they thought they meant by the second coming.
Right. That's all religious, you guys. You know? But I do think that we have, because we've all gotten fairly beat up through all of this, forgotten to really enjoy our physicality and how wonderful it is to be physical. And it's hard to remember that when we're feeling so crappy. In one of the channelings I sent out, it was, what is it, from the heart, Veronica?
I can't remember, but it is from the heart.
Yeah, it was one of those. And she did an incredibly humorous one, and I'm sorry for not sending them the week I was down. But it was a very humorous take on everything we've been going through and how we can suffer, and have one or two good days. And then forget all the bad ones, you know. I have friends that, you know, remind me that, you know, I've been feeling crappy for a very long time. And I'm like, yeah, but we're ascending.
Yeah, right.
I do want to, this is a good news one. I couldn't get it out because I didn't get it until today. And it's from Karen Bishop Wings. And but she's talking about the miracle energy of the new world, and she says that things are still moving into place as we ready for our very permanent positions, which will be completed during the solstice in June. Come on, June. These new changes in our new positioning run very deep, and if you're one who's sensitive, you may be feeling deep movement within, like a bulldozer, yes, or a glacier moving inside, yes. Placing everything right where it needs to be. This invisible hand is from the divine indeed, as it knows so very well what it is doing, even if at times things do not make much sense or may even take us very much by surprise. Miracles and more miracles are the earmark of this exciting energy, as our divine and perfect positions on earth, divine and perfect partners, divine and perfect contributions, and divine and perfect areas of residency, to name a few, are now being lined up for us as we only allow and trust. Love this. Absolutely love this. And, you know, I don't want to say that we can just sit there and wait for it all to happen, but I do feel that things are starting to really line up, and I am seeing it energetically. How about you, Ronnie?
Yeah, I think some of us are talking about feeling a lot more peace as well. I mean, things seem more beautiful and more peaceful in some ways.
You know, speaking of that, I hope everyone appreciates the story. I had to do poop patrol last night, you know? And it was still daylight. And, you know, I arm myself with the plastic bags on my hands to go out and do, and I have these little dogs, so it's not like it's any big, terrible thing. And went around the whole yard, and because a lot of it's, you know, rock, you know, and I have to wear glasses so I can actually see, because they fade out and then blend in, and you can't tell. And I got done and sat down on the patio for a minute, and I looked around the yard and I went, oh my gosh. And everywhere I had been became real light filled. And so it was almost like the backyard became iridescent, and I went, holy mackerel. And I want to say to you that this is, you know, we're clearing all this stuff so that our touch can be more magical, more light-filled, more transformative. But this was such a wonderful feedback to me of where we are, but we aren't aware of it. And we don't really think about the fact that we can have that kind of impact. So, you know, something to think about, everyone. I mean, if, you know, if you have poop you need to pick up, why run around and do it and take a look at your yard, see if it looks lighter. You know? anyway, I was quite taken with that experience. So as we align and connect with these new energies, we begin to open our physicality, enjoy it instead of reject it, including our bodies. And this is something that's really been coming home to me, is when we're going through all of this, and a lot of us have had so many physical discomforts, I know I'm not the only one, this old stuff clearing out of the cells, and I mean, people, it's going, whether we want it to or not, it's going to leave, or it's going to sit there until it gets your attention. And so many people with intestinal distress, I just, you know, the belching, the, you know, the farting, the belching, the, you know, the distended stomachs. I mean, I'm getting emails from everybody. Have you, Ronnie?
No, actually not on that subject.
Okay, well, that's interesting. And emotions in the knees, fear, congestion and heart palpitations.
Lots and lots of heart stuff I'm getting people talking
right.
about. Mm-hmm.
Sinus and upper respiratory problems, and some of these are clearing of the mind. I did someone today, and it was very interesting that she had all this sinus and upper respiratory, and it was not cold, but literally she's very mental, and it was clearing of the mind.
Mm.
And so we had to do a lot of clearing on that. I thought it was about that one really surprised me. Erectile dysfunction. Male principal, you know, female problems, female principal, bladder and kidney, like me, you know, unexpressed anger from childhood and other lifetimes. And we're also clearing not only this lifetime, but other lifetimes as well. So kind of a last swoop back through the body. You know, again, I think that this is preparing us to finally, it's, you know, I really liken it to being put through the old-fashioned washing machine, you know, where they wringer you, you know, the clothes through the wringer. And that's how it, that's really how it felt for me. Is there anything left?
You probably shouldn't ask that question.
Oh, thanks, Ronnie. And lots of relationship stuff up. I've seen a lot of relationship stuff coming up. And a lot of people, and, you know, this is, every one of you are so amazing that I probably haven't talked to everybody that listens to the show, but those of you that I have, I am so moved by how extraordinary each and every one of you are, what incredible gifts you have. And, you know, it really gives me more of a commitment and courage to move forward myself when I see how much you have to bring to the planet. And I would say this to everybody that's listening. You know, I know this to be true. You wouldn't be listening if that weren't the case. What have you been encountering, Ronnie?
A lot of people going through huge reassortments of, like, what they're doing in life and their relationships, a lot of relationship stuff. A lot of confusing hearts and, let's see. It's more like when we do the energy work, it's more like a congestion going on inside. And I know it's often like that, but it seems to have a lot to do with the lower chakra in the brain and how they're working together.
That's very interesting.
And another thing that I've seen a lot of lately are people's, like, a spine thing. There was one this afternoon that looked like the spine was all, not infected, but like swollen and had weird fluid stuff going on, and all the organs were affected. And I've seen so many that look like the connection between the head, the mind, and the lower chakras is altering itself, and people just are getting confused or dizzy. Did lots of dizzy spells.
Yes. That's really interesting. I went to a chiropractor who does body talk the other day, and that's exactly what he was doing, by the way, was coordinating the lower chakra, especially my bladder, with the brain and with other parts of the body as well.
And it seems like our mind, I mean, we're wanting this, aren't we, is that the mind is changing how it is holding reality. So that's really going to mess with the body, and it's more evident than usual, I think.
Oh, I think you're absolutely right. I think that one of the... well, I think you're right, Ronnie, because I don't think I have much mind left.
Well, I'm waiting for the wings to pop out so we can travel dimensionally without any problems.
Absolutely. I really do feel like, especially lately, that the conscious mind is really having a difficult time holding on to anything right now.
Well, and we're taught over and over lately that we're supposed to be letting go of what we believed and what we thought were, you know, the rules anyway, aren't we?
We are. And
so we're schizophrenic right now.
Well, I would totally agree with you. I don't know that about the right now part. I think I'm schizophrenic all the time. I think I've been channeling for so long, it feels like.
That's a fancier form than many of us have. But it is like there's something going ahead that isn't yet embodied, which is pretty interesting. So
yes.
It's like channeling, yeah.
Well, I think it's true for so many people, and I just, like I said, I'm in such awe of everyone. I'm finding when I'm doing sessions, I just have this overwhelming sense of love for each person, because I see what the other thing I'm seeing, by the way, and we may do a show on this one as well, is the presence of soul in the sessions.
Mm.
Because we've been doing these soul liftings, the soul has been coming in lately. And it is so stunning when that happens. And you can feel this incredible love and gratitude and appreciation for the efforts that people are making to do this soul healing. And I'm like, wow.
Hmm.
And it just, the flavor of the session is so exquisite. I don't know how else to say this. It just is so beautiful that I just kind of like, I get done with them and I'm just like, ugh. And at this point, I have to be careful about everything I do in between sessions, because I'll do stuff I have no recollection of doing.
Actually, I've been having some of that too.
Have you been having it too?
Yeah, just wandering off and not remembering little things, quite a few little things that I want to be doing. But also I feel like the love, you know, we're always wanting to bring more and more love through. And I remember years ago, the guide saying, it was quite a few years ago, they're saying, love is something that's always changing, and we're still just learning about love as well, as if it's like such a constantly evolving thing. And I've noticed by the end of all my sessions lately, I am so in love with the people as well.
Oh, isn't that
I've always loved them, even if I don't like them, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But lately it's been really like, wow, I just love them. I mean, really a lot. So.
Yes, that's it, and that's the feeling. I absolutely agree with that. I just think it's so, you know, and again, I don't know that we're even aware of this. It's been happening, and because I think we've all been just kind of discombobulated lately, but all of a sudden I think because we're changing and everyone else is going through their shifts, that this sense of being in love with people is starting to come through and really emanate from it.
Well, isn't that also part of the download that's going on maybe between 3 and 4 in the morning?
Oh, I'm sure it is. I don't know. I have some very strange ones that are they're mean to me. But
maybe you got your boundaries up about love, so, you know.
Oh, yeah. No, I have no... Well, all right.
Just teasing you a little here. Yeah.
Okay, no, that was a backhanded comment, everyone, that you may not be aware of. That's all right.
Oh.
That, the whole audience wouldn't get that one totally. So, that was inside information that she was coming through with. So, I think that this is the state that we're going to be moving into, is this sense of being in love with people. And I know that I'm enjoying it. When we go to eat here in town, and we tend to know everybody where we go to eat because there are only a couple of places, and I'm a vegetarian, and I go, obviously, to places where I can figure out what to eat. But we just receive so much love and so much attention, and they just bend over backwards to make sure that they create something that I can eat, and, you know, the people that work there come and sit at the table, and, I mean, these are really lovely restaurants, but it's so adorable, and I just feel this overwhelming sense of love wherever I go. I was at Whole Foods yesterday, and the woman, the cashier said, please tell your son I miss him so much, and I just love him. He makes me laugh, and he makes me so happy when I see him. I mean, you know, it's that kind of stuff that you don't normally see, but that's the kind of loving feelings I'm experiencing lately. They're just very beautiful. And I think, again, we're, you know, as she said in her intentions, be, you know, owning that the outer is a reflection of the inner. And so it's, I think we're moving into a very exciting time.
Even though
we've had some struggle.
I really agree.
And I think it's time to, and anybody who has not seen the movie Michael, please go rent it. Because Michael, to me, it's not that it's the greatest movie going, you know, or that, you know, it's the greatest script or direction, but the message is so wonderful. And, you know, Michael is not your typical archangel, and his feathers are dirty and this and that, and he smokes and drinks beer and eats tons of sugar.
Scratches his belly.
Scratches his belly, yes. And however, his love of the earth and of everything physical, you know, going to see the biggest ball, you know, twine or, you know, whatever it was, and the, you know, just simple, beautiful pleasures that other people really miss that he wanted to see because this was his last trip to Earth. And it just, it touches me, and that's really been coming up for me in my consciousness, that it's that kind of a sweetness that we're starting to feel. So it's a good sign, folks. And, you know, based on what's coming in right now is that, you know, the June solstice should be a really wonderful time. There is hope. Basically, there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
And it am us, right?
Yes, it is us.
Yeah.
And definitely it is us. And now, Ronnie, you have, and I want to say this now because I'm so damned excited. In a conversation the other day, you said you're going to be interviewing, and I'm going to let you tell who it is.
Bruce Lipton.
Yes!
But not till November. But he and Swami Beyond Ananda, Steve Behrman, who's brilliant, have done an audio series, apparently, in preparation for the new book that's coming out on conscious evolution. So I'm going to get that in the mail very shortly to prepare for him. So I'm very excited about all
well,
that.
Well, and I'm so proud of you, of the caliber and quality of people that you're, you know, not that everybody else you haven't interviewed is wonderful, but, you know, Bruce Lipton to me is absolutely cutting edge. The team adores him. Something came through a couple of years ago on cells, and they were like, yes, this is, you know, they'd been talking about these things, and it was so exciting that there was someone out there who was really on that cutting edge and understanding the cells and the consciousness that cells hold. And my chiropractor studied under Bruce, and even at that time, he was considered a kook, you know, that was in Florida.
Well, a lot of the bigger people have been considered kooks. You have to break out of the convention, right?
I think that he is a bright light, and, I mean, that's going to be one of the most exciting interviews. I'm just so thrilled, and I'm so proud of you.
Well, I'll remind you, but we're going to interview you and the team, too. They're coming on, aren't they?
Yeah. Oh, they're thrilled about doing it. They love to work with you. So, you know, that's always, and you bring out their, they've been very funny lately. So.
Oh, good. Well, they're wonderful.
Yeah, lots of laughter on their side.
Well, they must get a kick out of our antics as we struggle to grow here and we let go of our struggles.
They really do love us. They're really having fun. And that's the sensing I'm getting, is they're really enjoying all of this and having fun doing it. So, you know, that makes it exciting for me. And, you know, I can't tap in, you know. I don't get the sessions. You know, I might get a sentence here or something, and then it's gone, you know. So, but I know they're having fun. I can feel that. Speaking of the team, I guess I should get out of the way. Anything else? Why don't you, before we go any further, tell about your show this coming week?
You know, I don't even know who's coming on this coming week. I'm sorry. There has been a change in plan.
Ah.
It'll be something. I'm trying to get somebody who's talking about business these days and metaphysics. So that's my intention.
Oh, I think that would be wonderful, because that's a very, very, very important subject.
And also, I'll tell you what I am piecing together is a show on that on Quantum K, which is the musical piece that Geraldine sent you.
Oh, brilliant.
It's for anybody who hasn't heard it. It's Quantum-K, and it's a really wonderful free. You can download it for free.
I sent the link with the show announcement, everybody. So if you haven't had a chance to read the show announcement, the link is on there.
And it's only 23 minutes long, but boy, oh boy, you're going to really feel it move through your body.
Oh, yes.
It's a sound healing thing, but it's based on the Fibonacci series scale. Really quite an amazing healing generation.
It is absolutely wonderful. Can't recommend that enough. That was actually, I believe it's the first thing on there below the show announcement is that link. So I agree, and I recommend it to everybody. And I think, again, the person that sent it, I'm going to get out of the way.
All right. Well, see you later, Jackie.
Yeah, right. Yeah, leave. Good thing I'm not sensitive. All right. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, Veronica.
Thank you. Welcome to you.
Oh, yes. Good to be here. Very good to be here. Exciting subject matter. So, physicality and spirituality. So, it's time to start having some fun, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So, Veronica,
mm-hmm.
How do you experience fun?
I think it's just when you're playing and maybe dancing and laughter is what I experience the most, is that light feeling. It's a lightness and just enjoying one another and sparking off other people or other nature or my dog.
Yeah. Now, you see, and we want to say this to all of you people, Veronica has a very unique quality in that she can move from very serious subject matter with her clients, and then go into play and make that shift very easily, can't you?
Right? Yes.
And you see, this is something we really desire for all of you. Along the way, so many of you, including Octave Jenna, sometimes you forget that it's not necessary, all right? And even though we know that so many of you desire to make a difference, and we've said this before, you're already doing it. Well, how can I be team if I'm, you know, 9-to-5 job, this and that? Again, you do not know yet the impact of who you are, the amount of light you have. And your impact just driving down the street. Now, the channel told a very cute story about picking up her dog's dropping, all right, or poop, whichever. And the feedback she got was exactly what we wanted to see. To understand in the most mundane act this incredible impact you can have on the planet. Now think about that. Now what does that mean? That means when you walk somewhere, drive somewhere, again, we've said that we sound like a broken record here, whatever you're doing is having impact. And we would love for you to be conscious when you do everything. I'm touching the earth as I pick up this dog thing or whatever, or take out the trash. Every piece of trash you touch, going to a landfill somewhere, energized with your light, to bring light to that place that is not very pretty, but to the earth in that location, where she needs the light. Now, this is encouragement, and we want you to be aware of this. Play. Veronica, as you dance around and you run along your beach and do whatever, you're spreading light and healing and wonderful energy for the earth and everything around you.
Mm-hmm.
All of your neighbors and all the trees and all the plants and all the fish in the ocean, everything is being impacted. Now, we've said this before. If someone, let's say, from the 1800s, actually even the early 1900s, were to time travel to this time right now, would all glow. You don't realize. We see it. We absolutely know. All of you listen. And all of those that will listen at a later time. Hearing. These abilities. Now, we hope that this information lightens you up enough to stop being so damn serious. All right? And stop thinking that I must make a difference. I must make a difference. I'm here to do something. I don't know what it is. You're doing it. And the more you appreciate the fact that you're doing it in the now moment, the more you will attract and allow greater ways to have impact that make you happier because you're getting feedback. Is it necessary for you to do these things? No. All right, we heard everybody go, what do you mean? But I'm here to make a difference. If I don't make a difference, well, what's going to happen to people? Well, believe it or not, everyone will make it. All right? At some point. But I'm here to make a difference. You are making a difference. Please own that. And take the time to play. To laugh. To enjoy. To make love. To do whatever that brings you joy. Now, we don't want you out robbing convenience stores. This does not fall in the joy category.
Not even fun.
No. But you understand what we're saying. You understand what we're saying. So important, people. This is who you are. And you're not here to struggle and suffer. Although we know it's been difficult on all of you. We know that this has not been an easy time. But now it's time to really stop playing. And for those of you who are still feeling under the weather, pain here, an ouch there, or whatever. Understand that it's your joy that heals. It's your love that heals. And that love begins with you. That love begins with you. And in order to fully love yourself, you need to be physical because this is a beautiful planet that you're on. You're going to be very disappointed down the road that you didn't enjoy it more if you don't start doing it now. The channel was laughing to herself the other day because she had this awareness after the incident with the dog poop that if she actually took the time, perhaps, and went to all the casinos on this trip, that maybe things could change in there, and it could, it, this was an experiment she was playing with, because she doesn't normally go to casinos, it's not her place of preference. But when she changed her idea about it and said, okay, if I'm bringing light everywhere I go and everything I touch, she said, now I don't want to run through there and touch everybody as I run through. But I could intend, you see, so that the income could start, so business could start increasing, so that the town could start coming back to life. Now, play with that idea. How else could you all apply that? Now, we're already reading some of you out there. Well, why would you want casinos to do better and take people's money? That's a judgment. Interesting, isn't it? And she used to have tremendous judgment on casinos, so this is also interesting for her. But you see, everything needs to flourish. And that's a judgment about whether it's right or it's wrong and so on. And we don't want you to go there. Because you could do this anywhere. Your favorite restaurant, if it's in trouble, go in. Rather than feeling sorry and sad that it may close, send love and light when you're there. Really infuse it with your joy and your love and your appreciation and your gratitude for the opportunity to dine. What other applications can you think of, Veronica?
I guess what I'm thinking while you're talking about it is that instead of being worried about how it's all going, we need to be really supporting all kinds of business ideas and consciousness of business and people's entrepreneurial and one another's passions and ideas.
Proactive. Proactive. On every level, in every way. And the more that you play, the more that you have fun, the more that you enjoy your body, and this is a subject we want to really talk about here for a minute. For so many of you, you've been so spiritually minded for so long that in many ways, many of you have rejected your bodies and your physicality. On certain levels, well, I can't do this and I can't do that. And we understand all of that, that you're trying to nourish your body and give it what's good for it and so on. But allow yourself to have some fun also. When the channel had her little procedure, her son brought her this big chalk piece of chocolate cake. And she said, Ricky, why did you do that? He said, because it makes you happy, Mom. And you, I actually can see that you do better when you have the chocolate cake. Now, that was an interesting comment, wasn't it? Something that she would deny herself and had denied herself for a and a half, 2 years. But when she had it, she felt very good. Sinful, but good. So do those things once in a while. Give yourself a gift of something. And if you love it, enjoy it, bless it, and enjoy it. Have fun with it. Feel a little decadent. The channel was talking about the movie about Archangel Michael Vick. In the movie, why he didn't criticize or judge anything that other, he went against the norm, against the grain, and enjoyed it all. And when we went to a restaurant, he ordered every kind of pie. And when the music came on, he jumped out there to dance and to express himself. And it's that kind of feeling that we'd like to see you do more. How many of you haven't danced? Now, Veronica, we know you dance.
But I just kind of boogie by myself to keep fit and so on, and it's really fun. But I haven't gone out dancing like we used to.
Well, then you need to. If it's something you enjoy, go to it.
That's right.
Now, many of you have been so energy sensitive that it's been impossible to go into groups, but that's going to change people. You're in the process of that shift now, where you're going to be able to re-enter the world of your making. We want to talk about that a little bit now. Stop judging and recognize that you're going to step out into the world, into a parallel dimension that matches your resonance. Because there's a variety of versions of the world out there. And it's time for you to start thinking from that perspective, from that level of dominion. Does that make sense to you, Bonnie?
Yes, it does.
Right. You can choose to make every experience wonderful if you choose it. Now, for many of you, it's been uncomfortable to be in these places. We do understand that as you've been going through your changes and shifts. But you're coming out of that. Some of you are further than others. It doesn't matter. And this is not a gauge of who's more advanced or not at all. But you're going to want to have more fun, we hope. We want to see you give yourself permission to have more fun. To reclaim your senses of humor, to be able to laugh and joke and play. Well, how can I laugh and joke and play when I'm worried about my house and my this and my, you know, the economy and people? Nothing out there makes sense right now, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Now, you're not going to change it by worrying about it, we can assure you. But by staying in the now moment and being in your absolute joy, you can change your experience of it.
I've known a lot of people in the spiritual path that get kind of world-orexic. They spend their time pulling away from everything to do with the world.
Correct. Exactly. Exactly. And this is the time now, all right? Many of you have become isolationists for one reason or another. Many of you became so sensitive that you couldn't go out.
Mm-hmm.
Became sensitive to smells and all different kinds of things. And it's time to desensitize now. Now we hear people who are listening already who are saying, well, wait a minute, that's not that easy. If it was that easy, I'd better have been out before.
Mm-hmm.
But now your intention can change that more than ever before. Do it gently. Now, don't run out and then, you know, get smacked and then come back and say, well, see, they were wrong. This is not about proving us wrong. It's about proving your right to have fun and joy.
It used to feel like if you didn't pull away, then you couldn't possibly evolve past what the consensus was, didn't it? You know, and that's changing now.
You didn't pull away. You couldn't evolve past.
Mm-hmm. Meaning to become very authentic and not to be caught in the...
Well, if you're saying to pull away in order to become...
authentic.
In the world, but not of the world, if that's what you're saying.
That's it. Mm-hmm.
All right. Then we would agree. All right. It took time for all of you to reassess, to rethink, to heal, to shift, to change, and yes. Now, you may have some strange encounter, but again, if your resonance is high enough, you're going to find that you're going to have a wonderful experience because you're going to be in a dimension, the version of Earth that matches your resonance. And then you have to own that the outer is a reflection of the inner.
Hmm.
My God, dear Deanna, her intention, she got it. Loud and clear. That's why we were so excited with all of her intentions, because she learned quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go out with that sense of responsibility, you can expect to have a wonderful time. Doors to open, things to be easy. When you go, if expecting negative things, you're going to have a negative experience. Because you're aligning with that person, that dimension, that, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
That version of Earth. And people, this is going to be something you're going to really be making conscious decisions about. What do I choose to experience today? We've been talking about this and talking about this, but now it's really time to put it in practice. And to play with it and to have fun with it. Not to go and do, oh, see, I knew I haven't reached there, and look at my day was horrible, and I'm not ready. Yes, you are. Go home, tweak, do it again.
We'll have only about a minute left.
Oh, all right. All right. Well, Veronica, your show next week is the time for your show?
Yes, it's on at Tuesdays at 4 o'clock, which is Radiance by Design, and that's a call-in show, and we talk about you. And 5 o'clock is Paradigm Shifters, and I'm working to get someone on who's doing business and consciousness in business, and I haven't got the person yet. We just changed names.
All right. Wonderful subject. We hope that you all know that you will find exactly the right person.
Great, thank you.
If not for next week, then the week after, but you'll find the right person, Veronica.
Excellent. Thank
you. We love all of you so very, very much. We're all so excited to see what you're all doing. You have no idea. You have no idea how excited. And what is coming for all of you, the excitement, the interest, the changes. So get ready, people. All right, start playing, start laughing, start having fun. Start enjoying your body. You know, get up, get cute every day. Get dressed up every day. Do it.
Get a new lipstick.
There you go. Put some lipstick on. All right. We love all of you. We are happy to come and work with each and every one of you tonight. Again, continuing to work with not only subconscious and unconscious beliefs, but also drives and programs. Drives and programs that are being run by the subconscious. Time to start shifting all of these. We are happy to work with you in that capacity. If you're having specific issues with the shifts of energy and you need some assistance, when you call us in, please let us know. We love you all, and it's a joy. And dear Veronica, we do love you so.
Me too. Thank
you. We look forward to being with you next week, and until we speak with you again in this format, everyone. Good night and namaste.
Namaste. Good night, everyone. Thank you for listening.